This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of weeks ago, in a parking lot about a mile south of Marketplace World Headquarters here in downtown Los Angeles, I met up with a guy who has just started up a business.
I'm Kai. Nice to see you.
Pleasure.
How are you?
Doing well.
Carlton Fraser is 34 years old. He's the co-founder, the CEO, and one of two full-time employees at the Manifest Company.
My company creates custom health and yoga mats to help people find their space.
Tell me how you came to be in the yoga mat business.
Well, I'm a yoga teacher, one.
That's a good start.
Carlton's been teaching yoga for about 5 years now, and not too long ago quit his day job, which was marketing, to launch this company.
During my personal journey, I realized how important yoga and meditation was for me. And so the best way to get people into yoga and meditation was to create a cool mat.
Which is all great, right? People finding their space, especially now, right? We all know how just terrible it is right now. Sadly, you got to run a business.
Correct.
Tell me that part of this story.
Well, I can create the mat, I can design it, but getting it to the end user, that's really the problem.
And that problem is why we are in this parking lot.
We're at my fulfillment center. Downtown Los Angeles.
And we should say this is a what? It's a 12, 15-story warehousey-looking place?
Yeah, it's a 15-story warehouse. They house our finished products and our raw products, right? So our products that need to be designed and our products that are ready to be fulfilled and shipped.
You are absolutely no offense intended. You're a tiny little business.
Yes.
I can't imagine you need 15 floors worth of warehouse space. So how does this
not
work?
Yet.
Not yet.
We're manifesting
good,
it.
Good for you. You and Elon Musk. Anyway, go ahead.
But because we're a small business, we were looking for something that's a la carte. I don't need a 50,000 space warehouse where I'm only using maybe 40 square feet.
Are you serious, 40 square feet? I mean, that's what you need to store them rolled up and everything?
A little bit more than that.
But, all right, okay. All right, well, look.
But not 5,000 square feet just yet.
Okay. All right, good. How's your stress level running a small business?
As a CEO, it's pretty high, but I know the tools and tactics of meditation,
fair
yoga,
enough.
Journaling to bring it down. So
fair enough.
It's great. We should try it.
I was in yoga for a while. Let's go inside. All right, so this is definitely not a warehouse. Look at this. This is like some kind of space thing.
Yes.
All right.
Doesn't look like a warehouse inside because it's not. It's kind of a multi-purpose building with sales floors and event spaces, a coffee shop, and shared workspaces for companies to rent. And then up on the second floor.
Floor two. Here we go. All right, so this looks vaguely more warehousey. Oh, yeah, there we go. All right.
Rows and rows of boxes as far as the eye can see.
Oh, look at that. They're the yoga mats.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, I was not far from wrong, 40 square feet. I wasn't, you know.
No, not right. We just started.
Carlton pays $265 a month for the space and the software that helps him track what's in it. Also, a per-unit fee based on how much inventory he is moving out.
So tell me again how it works.
How it works.
You realized you needed space, and then what did you do?
I Googled, right? I Googled fulfillment centers, but then that's when I discovered Flow Space.
And that's where you come in.
Exactly. Hi, my name is Ben. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Flow Space.
Ben Ikas's company, Flow Space, is the one collecting those fees. It's what's known as an on-demand warehouse provider, kind of like an Airbnb, actually, but for logistics. Doesn't own any warehouses itself, but is one of a couple of companies disrupting this industry so that retailers and e-commerce companies like Carlton's can get small or even temporary warehouse spaces.
You know, as Carlton mentioned, he's just starting out. For him to find a partner that's willing to take a chance on what today is a small business, but in 5 years is going to be a massive business, is really difficult. I think ultimately our goal is to democratize logistics and help these businesses actually meet the increased expectations of their customers.
There was a lot in that sentence you just said. Democratize, right, this business, but also customers' increased expectations. Because I'll tell you what, I order a yoga mat, I want it like yesterday afternoon, you know? Right?
Yeah. Exactly. And I think, frankly, with the advent of Shopify and other platforms, it's never been easier to start an online store. But it's actually never been harder to get your products to an end customer faster.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, what Flow Space is doing is working with brands like Carlton's aggregating them, and then essentially working with warehouse operators around the country to help people pay transactionally and offer fast delivery for their customers.
It's a little bit of creative destruction here, right? I mean, you're taking the warehouse industry, right, which most of us probably think of as Amazon and ginormous and 11 bazillion square feet,
yep,
and breaking it into, okay, what is this, like a 20 by 20 space, right? I mean, it's probably 400 yeah. square feet, right? I mean, that's what you're doing.
Exactly. And the beauty of it is when the manifest company, they're just starting out right now, but when they scale up, they'll still be able to pay transactionally, take on more space, and they'll be able to offer an Amazon-like experience without having to go through Amazon.
So this is one of those things where it was happening before the pandemic, and the pandemic just turbocharged it, right? I mean, that's the deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Would anybody be offended if I called this bare bones? Whole lot of shaking heads here. Because, Carlton, you don't care, right? I mean, it's a couple of, this is glorified, but it's a couple of card tables and some cardboard boxes, and that's all you needed.
Yeah, it's not in my apartment, right? I don't have all right. these boxes, right. and it's COVID, too, so you right. don't want to fulfill all right. of this in your house. So where can I find that's safe, that I can still access, and then make sure that it's sent out on time and it's trackable?
So in 5 years, what does your yoga mat company look like?
5 years, we'd probably be selling a million mats per
That's
year.
A lot of mats, man.
Yeah. Yeah. We're.
What? How much am I paying for one of your mats, by the way?
Currently $95. But
wow.
We'll be having different styles. We'll have circle mats. We're coming out with extra long mats for basketball players, for those who are 6'5 and taller.
And you're going to sell a million of them in 5 years?
Yeah. Well, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Got to have that confidence to be an entrepreneur, right? Ben Ekus at Flowspace there, also Carlton Fraser, trying to manifest his future at the Manifest Company.